This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The number of people going to the emergency room has risen since the Affordable Care Act, both across the country and in Wisconsin. Not all patients at the ER need high-level care, but that's where many show up. As Shemaine Mills reports, the city of Milwaukee was ready. It had a system to get patients the care they needed in a place many had not thought to look.
Cornelius Bowie is a regular patient at Progressive Community Clinics in Milwaukee, and that's a good thing. He needs blood drawn because of diabetes.
So Dr. Valetti ordered a CBC, a CMP, and a lipid for you.
12-hour fast, right?
Yep. Nothing to eat?
Nothing to eat.
Did you drink water?
Some water.
Okay. Coming to a clinic is relatively new for the 42-year-old.
I was insured, but I didn't have a doctor. And at the time, I didn't want to accept that I was diabetic.
Despite Bowie's denial, the disease caught up with him, and when it did, he turned to the ER, the only place he'd ever gotten care. In 4 years, he visited the ER a dozen times.
I had symptoms of blurred visions, frequent urinating, big appetites, but I was losing weight and not gaining.
Bowie was diagnosed 7 years ago. At one point, his income went up and he lost Medicaid coverage.
I couldn't afford to, go to the doctor and have my medications. So then I got sick again recently where I caught an infection in my toe. So it had to be amputated because of the diabetes.
Now with access to regular care, the disease is under better control. Bowie's far from alone in seeking routine care from ER doctors. In 2012, nearly half of ER visits in Milwaukee County could be considered non-emergency. That's higher than what a poll of Wisconsin residents found in a survey done by NPR, Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. That poll found 23% of Wisconsin residents asked had gone to the ER in the last 2 years for minor health problems. That's why in 2009, all the hospitals in Milwaukee teamed up with nearby community clinics to create the Milwaukee Healthcare Partnership, a system where patients are referred to clinics. Dr. Chris Decker directs emergency medicine at Frederick Hospital.
We have a citywide database that all emergency departments have access to. So if a patient needs care, we're able to get on that database, make an appointment for them, give them a time and a place, and give them bus route lines and give them recommendations for transportation. And then a few days before their clinic appointment, they actually get a phone call from that clinic.
Last year, nearly 6,000 people who came to Milwaukee ERs with minor or chronic health issues were scheduled to get subsequent care at community clinics. Dr. Decker.
We are in a fortunate enough position in this city that we're able to, regardless of payer mix, provide a primary medical home for any patient that comes to the emergency department.
Just under half of those patients showed up for their doctor's appointment. Partnership officials say that that's a reputable rate, considering the barriers this group of patients faces, like transportation. Many are poor. 34% of those living in Milwaukee County are on Medicaid. When Medicaid was partially expanded in Wisconsin after the Affordable Care Act, ERs in Milwaukee County saw a large spike in patients, some of whom had insurance for the first time. Patients like Bowie are now getting regular care from doctors they can call their own. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.